Alrighty, gang. Welcome back to Rush to Reason here on KLZ 560. Along with me this afternoon is Chris Milliard. He's with Bristlecone Shooting, and he is their instructor for the active threat class.
That's great.
Chris, welcome back to Rush to Reason. Hey, so let's get a little bit about your background. So you were, last time I talked to you, you used to be a forensic paramedic.
Firefighter.
Okay.
Firefighter paramedic.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was a firefighter paramedic with the local fire department here in the metro area, as well as a tactical paramedic with a local SWAT team.
See, that is so cool. See, I don't have anything cool like that on my resume. I'm just Dan. But anyway, sorry about that. But okay, so let's talk about that. You know, there's been a lot of things going on throughout the country the last few years, and everybody's kind of on this high alert. So let's talk about an active threat. And first of all, how did it get its name, active threat?
Yeah, active threat is a name that I've started using, as well as it's one that seems to have kind of come to the surface that a lot of other agencies are using. Many hospitals are using active threat as their terminology. The idea with active threat is it's could be anything. Could be a shooter, could be bomb, could be stabbing. The idea is there's just a threat that is currently in process in some way, shape, or form.
So it could be a guy with an axe and a goalie's mask.
It could be.
Could be that guy. We don't want
Friday
that guy
the
13th. Around. Yeah, exactly. We don't want that guy around. So so tell us a little bit about the active threat classes at Bristlecone.
So the active threat class takes you through things I call aware, prepare, and respond. In order to survive any sort of an incident, be it an active shooter, active threat, a tornado, a flood, anything, you have to have some sort of response. And that response has to usually be in positive in nature. Well, in order to respond, you've got to prepare. So you got to do training, you got to exercise, you got to drill, you got to purchase equipment, and then train. In order to prepare for certain threats, you got to know what those threats are. So the awareness piece is where we start off with this. And we look a lot at the history of active shooter response and our active shooter threats that have been out there. The history all the way back to, you know, even 1966 in University of Texas, all the way back there. Everything started with Columbine. For the most part, because it was such a unique incident, not a lot has been like Columbine ever since. And we look at those threats and trends to make sure people understand how to develop a plan for themselves. We get a lot of people will say, well, if I run outside, there might be another shooter. Data says, no, that's not the case. The history and the statistics say, no, there's usually one shooter, and that's it. So we got to kind of play the odds there a little bit to start formulating our plan.
Okay. And the voice you're hearing is Chris Milliard, and he is the instructor for the active threat classes at Bristlecone Shooting. You can always check him out at bristleconeshooting.com or 303-985-0989. So, Chris, tell me, what are some of the simple things people can do to be aware when they're out in public so that they don't fall victim necessarily to one of these threats?
Yeah, the first is maintain that situational awareness. Constantly be looking around. Don't bury your head in your phone all the time. Look up every once in a while and try and see what's going on. You know, just kind of watch people and try and get a feel for what's going on. In the class, we take a much deeper dive into that situational awareness piece. Buildings. It's pretty easy to get into a building, but what's really important is how to get out of a building. Know where the exits are. Know that the majority of people are going to always go to that entrance they came in. There's a reason the flight attendant on a plane tells you to look behind you for an exit, because that might be where the closest one is. Same thing in a building. Back of the store, look for those other exits, know how to get out of someplace.
It's really not overkill when I go to the movie theater and I really do try to find the other exits.
Absolutely. My daughter, she's 12 now, and she starts looking for exits all the time. She is one of the things that I've even started teaching her.
Now, you might call me a little paranoid, but also when I'm at a restaurant or something, I always try to sit so I can see the door.
Yeah, there's some tactical ideas to that, and as you see a lot of people with that, but again, that's one of those things that just keeps you aware. And if you back us to somebody, you just don't know what the threat is.
Okay, so it's not a tinfoil hat thing, is
it? No.
Okay, good. That's really good to know. What are some other things you can do? Let's say you're a football game or a big sporting event.
So outdoor arenas are always difficult. We look at the Route 91 in Las Vegas being an outdoor arena, and it's difficult to maybe tell where the shots are, where you should go. So the idea there is kind of pre-plan the venue. Look for are there tall fences around everything, and we have to jump over a fence to get out. Where are the other exits? Find points of cover underneath the bleachers, behind a sturdy piece of steel, you know, a support column, something along those lines. and understand that what will stop a bullet and use those as your cover. So if a shooting does happen, you now have a plan to move to something.
Would that also be true? I mean, with it being the, you know, the holiday shopping season coming up, would it also be true, you know, if you're in a crowded shopping mall?
Yeah, absolutely. And always know where those exits as you're walking, kind of realize you just passed an exit because in the next 10 seconds it might happen. You might have to run backwards.
Well, you know, Chris, I can always find the hot chocolate chip cookies. Those I can always find at the shopping mall.
That's your nose working.
And the
for
ice
you.
Cream. I know. I love that stuff. It's probably the best time of year for that. All righty, gang. So if you are concerned or interested and want to learn more about how to handle an active threat situation, check out Chris Malliard at bristleconeshooting.com, 303-985-0989, and sign up for the active threat class. Chris, I really appreciate you coming on Rush to Reason.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
You can hear Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on KLZ 560.